This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio Network. Cinegenics, by the way, sponsor of this show and the segment of the show. And what is so compelling about the Cinegenics story with Wayne Root is that most guys you meet have abused their bodies their entire lives. They eat bad foods, they drink, they do drugs, they smoke. I do none of that. I've been a fitness fanatic my whole adult life, and I ate healthy my whole adult life. And I thought I knew everything about health and fitness and longevity. And I read all the books and combed through all the online articles and worked out 2 hours a day and ate organic and non-gluten and popped 100 vitamins a day and meditated and prayed every day. And I wrote about all this in my best-selling business book as proof, The Power of Relentless. So this is nothing new. This is what I've been doing my whole life. I've been living it. And the health was very important to me, and I thought I was the model for guys over age 50. And yet I go to Cinegenics and I do all the tests and I find out I'm sick. I find out there's a lot of things wrong with me. Thank you, Cinegenics. They reversed all of those problems, either 100% or most of the way with all of them. And that's one heck of a compelling story. If a guy like me, who did all those things, is not healthy, what the hell are the chances for anybody else? I'm living proof that 99% of all the guys over age 50 are in big trouble but just don't know it. So you really should go have the test, go take the blood test, go take the physical fitness test, and find out what kind of shape you're in and try and reverse the problems. I am living witness, man. 888-YOUNGER. I never imagined I'd be pre-diabetic or insulin-resistant or high cholesterol. I didn't think I'd have any problems like that. 888-YOUNGER. You don't know until you go check it out. And the only people who get extensive exams like this, Cinegenics gives you an all-day exam. The only people who do that are people who are very sick. They've already got cancer or heart disease or diabetes. And so they have it, and it's too late. You can't really reverse things once they progress too far. Here you have a chance to catch it early, as I did, and reverse it. 888-YOUNGER. Contact Cinegenics. 888-YOUNGER or go to Cinegenics.com and get your free no-obligation consultation. 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER, toll-free, or Cinegenics, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S, Cinegenics.com. All right, so I was starting to tell you in the first hour about the fact that the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, has all these problems and he's probably going to have to resign. I don't think he survives. I'm betting he will not survive. The Democratic Party can't let him survive because he kills the whole race argument for the Democrats against Trump in 20. But what I didn't realize is that his lieutenant governor is black, and the word is out that he assaulted a woman, and the Washington Post published a graphic sexual assault claim. And now the word is out, get this, now the word is out that he, the governor, might have put this story in the news to try and get the spotlight off of him. So now you have Democrats eating each other, eating their young, right? They're going after each other, they're killing each other, they're stamping each other. It's Freddy Krueger time. So the white guy who likes the KKK hoods, who's a Democrat, is trying to kill off the guy under him, and maybe the guy under him is the one who released the yearbook voter. For all you know, it's the black lieutenant governor who's ambitious, who said, I'm going to stamp this guy to death, politically now I'm talking, and just destroy his career and leave his body in the road. And once I release this, he's done. And for all you know, it's the guy who got stabbed, the governor, Ralph Northam, who's now saying, oh yeah? Oh yeah, mother bleeper? I'll release your background. I got a woman who says you raped her. You assaulted her. And so it's dueling stories with the governor and lieutenant governor of Virginia. Wild. Politics is like Peyton Place. And the Post, the Washington Post, this guy, of course, is probably saying, Justin Fairfax, lieutenant governor, oh, you're racist, you're racist, you're trying to take down a black politician. And the Washington Post says, we didn't find any significant red flags. We didn't find any inconsistencies within the allegations. They sharply disputed the lieutenant governor's statement. The Post carefully investigated the claim for months. And after being presented with facts consistent This is what the lieutenant governor says. And after being presented with facts consistent with the lieutenant governor's denial of the allegation, the absence of any evidence corroborating the allegation, and significant red flags and inconsistencies, the Post made the decision not to publish the story. This is what the lieutenant governor is saying. But in its Monday story, the Washington Post acknowledged investigating the claims and deciding not to publish it, but it said the Fairfax statement incorrectly claimed the paper found significant red flags and inconsistencies. They didn't. Fairfax and the woman told different versions of what happened in the hotel room. With no one present, the Washington Post could not find anyone who could corroborate either version. The Washington Post didn't name the accuser, but the paper said Fairfax and the woman met in Boston at the 2004 Democratic National Convention. And the woman described a sexual encounter that began with consensual kissing and ended with a forced act that left her crying and shaking. She said Fairfax guided her to the bed where they continued kissing. Then at one point she realized she could not move her neck. She said Fairfax used his strength to force her to perform oral sex. The statement from Fairfax said before Big League Politics posted about it, not one other reputable media outlet has seen fit to air this false claim. Only now, at the time of intense media attention surrounding the Virginia politics, has this false claim been raised again. So Fairfax is the lieutenant governor claiming it's a false claim. But that's not what the woman's claiming. So again, it's the Me Too movement biting another politician and pulling them down. The Big League Politics post that prompted Fairfax's denial published a Facebook post from a woman that read, "Imagine you were sexually assaulted during the DNC convention in Boston in 2004 by a campaign staffer. You spend the next 13 years trying to forget it ever happened until one day you find out he's the Democratic candidate for statewide office in a state 3,000 miles away and he wins that election. And then by strange, horrible luck, it seems increasingly likely he'll get a very big promotion." She did not name Fairfax, but the report implied she was referring to the lieutenant governor. And you know what's funny about this whole thing? I mean, it's not funny. She didn't use a word like funny. But you know what's weird about this whole thing? What is really weird? It's not the dueling accusations and who wants who to be on the front cover of the newspaper. The really weird thing is that this guy, Ralph Northam, should be in trouble for his views on abortion, which sound a lot to me like murder, mass murder. You know, mother doesn't want the kid. Once he comes out, it's up to the mother and the doctor to decide to kill him. Really? Let him die. I never heard that before. I thought abortion was only in the stomach, and I didn't think it could be third trimester. Once there's a heart beating, you're done, brother. That's it. You can't murder children. But Ralph Northam obviously thinks you can. Obviously thinks it's no big deal. He said it so casually. Yeah, we'll make the baby feel comfortable, and then we'll decide whether we want to kill it or not. These people are nuts. That's infanticide, right? Is that how you pronounce it? I think I'm getting it right now. Infanticide. It's the murder of an infant. It's the murder of a baby. And they stand for it. And he should be in so much trouble for that. I thought that firestorm would end his career. If he was a Republican, it would have. But he's a Democrat, so he got away with it for a day. And then the next day, this came out of the hoods and the blackface and his yearbook. And I'm sure it came out. I'll tell you why. Bill O'Reilly, in the conversation with me today, came up with, I think, the best assumption of how it came out. That this guy got elected governor, and still his classmates at medical school didn't say anything. But once he made those comments about murdering babies, aborting babies who were already out of the womb, conservative classmates at his medical school who knew of that yearbook photo decided he'd gone too far and they had to get rid of him. That's probably what happened, because otherwise, why didn't they show these photos during the campaign? Nobody thought to show them during the campaign, but they did think to show them when he said something so outrageous, and they decided he had to go. Speaking of outrageous and thinking of speaking of Democrats eating themselves and destroying themselves, Michael Moore, the repulsively fat and ugly filmmaker, with one of the, if not the most highest grossing film of all time for liberals, a documentary of all time for liberals, he says Democrats need to accept far left Ocasio-Cortez as their party leader. No middle ground anymore. And I think that's great. Democrats are going to destroy themselves. There's absolutely no question they're going to destroy themselves, because the average American is repulsed by the views of a liberal Democrat, because there's no difference between a liberal Democrat and a socialist and a Marxist and a communist. It's the same thing. And communism, see, socialism is about the economy. Every communist country has a socialist economy. So when liberals say I'm socialist but I'm not communist, don't accuse me of being communist. It's just a total lie. Because communist countries all have socialist economies. So they're brothers, hand in hand. Socialism and communism are the same thing. It's just different sides of the game. Socialism is the economic side. Communism is the political side. And so, number one, you're in bed with communists when you're a socialist. And number two, the average American is repulsed by people that believe you need a re-education camp, which communists do. Well, that's what Ocasio-Cortez does. Do you ever hear her talk? Everything she's about is if she ever listened to even 5 minutes of the Wayne Allyn Root Show, 5 minutes, she'd say, Wayne Root's got to be taken off the air. Wayne Root's got to be removed from the air. Well, that's censorship. That's banning. That's communist re-education camp. And that's what these Democrat liberals are. Here's a headline. Unhinged Marxist Ocasio-Cortez blasts tech giants, demands absolute censorship of climate skeptics. Former bartender turned Democratic House Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is upset that Facebook, Google, and other tech giants are sponsoring an upcoming conference about climate change that GASP actually features speakers on both sides of the debate. So she writes a letter saying that big tech should be wrist slapped for daring to not only promote climate-free speech, but also to help fund it. She says she's deeply disappointed tech cabal would lend its support to a gathering which is going to be a feature talk denying established science on climate change. The implication being that big tech has a duty to censor free speech about climate change that goes against the globalist and liberal narrative. We encourage each of you that have pledged to reduce your carbon footprint and have committed other efforts like pursuing renewable energy to set a good example, set promoting sustainability. I mean, it's just all banning and censorship. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove, after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Should old acquaintance be forgot? Now, if you're new, your resolution is to be healthier. Take it from me, Wyatt Cox. It all starts with a good night's rest. You know, my pillow changed my life. I could never sleep well in bed. But after my pillow, I now wake up feeling great. It's amazing what difference a good pillow makes. My pillow had an amazing offer on a 4-pack. Such a rare deal. The good news, they've extended their very best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on their end-of-the-year special. Here's what you'll find. The low lowest price MyPillow has ever offered on their 4-pack. It includes free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. It doesn't get better. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end-of-the-year special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for one low price. And remember, my promo code USA is good for anything on the MyPillow.com website.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root back live on USA Radio Network, affiliates all over this great country, for 2 hours, and that is the 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock hour East Coast time. But hour number three, which begins in about 40 minutes or so, 45 minutes or so, is our Newsmax hour. We call it our Power Hour, so stay tuned. That third hour, we're on USA Radio, and we're on Newsmax TV nationwide, all over this great country, 80 million homes strong. DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, and now we've hit a Comcast Xfinity's 30 million cable households, and the cameras come on, and I switch to national TV for that third hour. And Bill O'Reilly is my guest tonight, and every Monday, every Tuesday, and every Wednesday. And I think that's the reason that we have the number one show on Newsmax TV and the fast-growing show on Newsmax TV on the fastest-growing cable news channel in American television, with 80 million homes strong and growing fast. So if you don't get us on DirecTV, and you don't get us on Dish TV, and you don't get us on Comcast or some other cable system, your cable system doesn't have Wayne Root and Newsmax TV, I want you to call this number, 844-500-6397, 844, it's toll free, 500-6397. Newsmax will connect you to your cable system anywhere you are in the United States of America. You just tell them your zip code, your area code, and they'll connect you to your cable system where you tell them, I want my Wayne Allyn Root. You got to pick up Newsmax TV or I'm leaving for DirecTV or Dish. 844-500-6397. And a couple things you should know. My show is so hot on Newsmax TV, they've given me a second run every day. So if you miss the 8 p.m. East Coast, 5 p.m. West, you can watch the show the next day. In other words, tonight's show will air tomorrow on Newsmax TV at 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And if you don't have Newsmax TV yet, and you don't have DirecTV or Dish TV or cable which airs it, you can watch on NewsmaxTV.com on your computer. Or you can get the Newsmax TV app on your phone. And on your computer, you just click on Watch Live Now, and boom, you're watching me live without cable or satellite. NewsmaxTV.com. All right, some more issues in the news. I'm the guy who invented this idea of President Trump declaring a national security emergency and getting the funds from the military budget. I wrote that in the Las Vegas Review-Journal back in November. That's my nationally syndicated column that then goes all over the country. I handed that column to my great buddy, who is a member of Mar-a-Lago. They call him the mayor of Mar-a-Lago, which is Donald Trump's country club at home down in Boca Raton, Palm Beach area of Florida. Actually, Palm Beach of Florida. And he handed it directly to President Trump, said, this is Wayne Root's idea. You got to read this. President Trump said, I love Wayne Root. Anything he writes I think is great. I will read it tonight. I promise. I swear to you, I'll read it tonight. And he folded it up, put it in his breast pocket. And within days, he was talking about a national security emergency. My idea. Now Senate Democrats are trying to block emergency funds for my idea, for President Trump's border wall. Senate Democrats introduced a bill today to block emergency funds for Trump's border wall. The legislation sponsored by Senator Tom Udall, they should put after his name, Communist New Mexico, would prevent President Trump from using funds from the Army Corps of Engineers or the Department of Defense military accounts. That was my idea. I'm the guy told to do that. And they're trying to create laws that prevent him from doing Wainwright's idea, to take the money from the military budget or the Homeland Security budget or the Army Corps of Engineers to fund your border wall. And so, you know, I've come up with a couple of backups to that one as well, which I just pitched today to a very close associate of President Trump and asked if he would be my lobbyist and get me a meeting at the White House with President Trump, because I think I have a way to even overcome that one. So think about, you know, and by the way, people go, well, what is it, Wayne? All I'm going to do, I'm going to give you a little hint. How do we finance World War II? War bonds. The American people bought war bonds. And they got interest back, right? You made an investment in America's military campaign. And we won World War II and you got the money back with interest. Well, guess what? I've teamed up with my friends on Wall Street who are billionaires who run bond funds, and we can create war bonds. So we've created this idea to create American war bonds. And so you can, the average American could invest in a war bond and get back their money with interest. So you're not giving a donation anymore. You're actually investing in America's future and Americans' security, and you're protecting your children. So I'm trying to pitch that to President Trump, and we can do it. I know we can, because I consulted with the top lawyers on Wall Street in the bond business and the top bond companies on Wall Street in the bond business with an idea to do this. So we're trying to get this in front of President Trump right away, because this is a way to counter the Democrats. If they will fight him over a national security emergency declaration, he could actually get it done without the national security emergency declaration by using this idea. Always try to be creative. By the way, the Pentagon announced Sunday, just hours before the Super Bowl, Trump is sending 4,000 more troops. They're going to be deployed to the U.S.-Mexico border. More caravans coming, more troops to meet him. Great job, President Trump. MAGA. We'll be right back. My great friend Ron Khoury's here. He's got a new book out called Tenacity. We're going to talk to him about it. One of the great Las Vegas stories you've ever heard. It's about to be made, I hope, into a Hollywood movie. Hollywood's Come Calling. Great story. We get back. See you in a sec.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now!
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More Democrats are publicly asking Virginia Governor Ralph Northam to step down over his racist med school yearbook photo. Democratic Congressman Donald McEachin told NBC's Meet the Press, resignation is his only option.
Look, he's lost the authority to lead. He's lost the authority to govern. He has to resign. It's in the best interest of the Commonwealth. It's in the best interest of the party.
Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
Virginia's two senators and former Governor Doug Wilder are now calling on him to resign. President Trump tweets that Northam's actions are unforgivable. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. This segment of the show, by the way, is sponsored by this wonderful guest who's here with us in studio. I don't do too many in-studio guests. He's got to be a great friend of War, so he's here. His name's Ron Corey. And this segment is sponsored by, coincidentally, my great buddy Ron Corey. He's one of the most successful businessmen of Vegas. He's living the American dream. He's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. He's a Vegas tough guy and a former Marine from Brooklyn, my kind of guy, who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. That's with a 5-0, 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, the raw story, nothing but the facts. His new book's called Tenacity, and it's all about what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, Stage 4, cancer, all of them. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. Story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco and Reservoir Dogs and Kill Bill is the voice of the audiobook. He wanted to be the voice of Ron Corey. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by my great friend Ron Corey as a book, as an e-book, as a Kindle. That's Corey, as in C-O-U-R-Y. Or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. That's C-O-U-R-Y, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today. So with that, I got to introduce with drum roll, please, Ron Corey. Hey, Ron. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you come by. Good to have you in studio. I don't do many studio guests. You, and I'm hoping President Trump one of these days, but you're in a good company. So, look, this book is fascinating, but I knew that because I've known you for, I don't know, about 5 years now, I think. Our great friend Randy Sutton is the one who introduced us, Mr. Super Cop.
Yeah.
And you're on the board, by the way, of the LVMPD, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. You're on the board that contributes a lot of money to officers in need and things like that, right?
Yeah, the Metro Police Foundation Board.
Yes, correct. Metro Police Foundation Board. There we go. So you're kind of a cop guy, too. That's how you know Randy, I guess, the whole police stuff.
Well, Randy was a patrolman at my first bar location about 30 years ago. We met under those circumstances and remained friends.
There you go. So why did you write this book? What made you want to sit down and tell your whole life story?
Well, over the course of 45 years living in Vegas since I got out of the Marine Corps, I've started or purchased 20 businesses, and the entrepreneurial how-to segment of my life was of interest to people, as well as some of the unique circumstances when I dared to try to open a neighborhood casino in one of Las Vegas's outlying municipalities, where one of the councilmen was a competitor of mine in various businesses, refused to disclose, refused to abstain, and actually sandbagged me into a denial. And the battle that ensued after that is what the heart of the book is about.
Because he sicked the police on you, and they tried to frame you and put you in jail for 50 years, right?
Because they knew how we were coming at them civilly by denying the casino use permit, they staged an overreaction to some false claims just to do away with me as a competitor to his gaming operations and a competing graphics company that we were engaged in.
So on the local Vegas level, do you see, I certainly see in your life story and what you went through fighting City Hall on the local basis, you can see what Trump has to face on a national basis. They're trying to frame him, his kids. They're trying to put this guy in jail. They're trying to ruin their lives. If Trump spits on the sidewalk, they want to give him life in prison. You can see what Mueller's doing to him, and that's kind of what you faced, a witch hunt and a lynching, right?
Well, there's an old term of art where you're swinging at ghosts in a dark closet, and that's what it's like when they're coming at you from all directions. Now, to Vegas and outlying municipalities era of the 1980s, was unlike it is today, I think.
It was the Wild West in those days, right?
It was the Wild West. And
there was the mob around in those days, right?
That's correct.
Today it's worse, much worse than the mob. It's Ivy Leaguers.
I actually had no trouble with the mob.
I always say I like the mob better than the Ivy Leaguers running Vegas. Absolutely.
It was the competitive environment of the gaming industry as interactive gaming with video poker came on board, and how people wanted to protect their end of the business, and some things that occurred then was just trying to survive as a neighborhood tavern, where the large gaming operations tried to put us out of business, claiming gaming was no longer incidental to our primary business. And that was yet another battle, which will be in the sequel because it had to come out of this book because there wasn't enough room.
Describe the corruption and the prison sense that you faced. Let everyone know what these people will try and do to someone who gets in their way.
Well, during the course of operating my neighborhood tavern with 15 slot machines, we caught a waiter stealing from us. And as many times happens with a wrongdoer, their defense is to accuse their accuser. So this waiter goes into the outlying municipality I describe in the book. I've renamed.
Which we won't name. I get it.
Opportunity, Nevada.
Okay.
Because I don't want to spend 5 years in court keeping my book on the shelf.
Okay.
So we named it Opportunity, Nevada. And this small town, let's call it Hootersville, would come after me not only as a counsel denying the use permit, but use the police department to trump up charges by believing a thieving waiter. The physical evidence didn't support his claims, and they came at me with 5 felony charges to occupy me for years and try to put me away rather than let me just be treated like every other gaming property up and down the street.
But you faced 50 years in prison, is that right?
That's correct. The attorneys told me that we faced up to 10 years per count.
Right, 5 counts, so
that's
50
correct.
Years in prison.
Yeah, it was pretty scary.
It's a very scary thing, because you could lose, and if you lose, you've done nothing wrong. I mean, there's lots of innocent people in prison. Maybe 90% are guilty, but I'll bet you 10% of everyone in prison is innocent. I'm a little liberal on certain things.
Yeah.
There are innocent people rotting away in prisons in this country. It can happen.
One of my fears is when you have a corrupt police department that comes after you with so many trumped-up charges, if you actually go to trial, you very well could get a jury that thinks they're doing you a favor if they only convict you on one. What they don't realize is even if it was one misdemeanor charge reduced, I would lose my gaming license, and the person making the false claims against me would have a slam-dunk civil action for up to half my net worth. And I couldn't risk that, so not to spoil the book results, but I hired
you had to go for it. You couldn't accept even a small plea and say, I'm guilty of some minor charge, because you would have lost your license.
That's exactly correct. So we were proactive. We hired an undercover operative to befriend my accuser. And over the course of a 2-year undercover operation, some very interesting things developed, which if you read Tenacity or listen to the audiobook by Michael Madsen, you will be intrigued by the twists and turns that this whole 2-year endeavor took.
You know, it's funny because I mentioned that you could compare this to what Mueller's trying to do to Trump. I mean, if you wanted, you know, if government wants to destroy you, they can destroy you for doing nothing. But I could also apply it to my own life. You know, when Obama was president, I was very vocal on Fox News about what a terrible president, what a socialist, how he was ruining the economy. And sure enough, the IRS started knocking on my door, and everybody said, Wayne, the IRS doesn't knock on your door. They send you a note. The IRS doesn't call you. They send you a note. Well, in my case, they were knocking on my door and calling. They were harassing me. And my accountants and my lawyers said they'd never seen anything like it in their lives. And they all, after a while, after about 8 months to a year, they figured out what the IRS plan was. It was that normal people will settle, kind of like your case. It reminds me of your case. They said, Wayne, anyone normal would say, rather than get in big trouble, rather than owe them hundreds of thousands, they want you to just settle and make believe that, you know, you'll just pay $5,000 and you'll be done. You'll think that's great. But that allows them to open up your life and go back 7 years. And then they'll come back and say you owe millions and millions of dollars. So if you settle for a dollar, they're able to go back 7 years. They will ruin your life. You have to win, just like your case. You can't settle for a penny, not even 1 cent. So we took them on, and we beat them, and 6 days later, new IRS audit. And we went through another 2-year nightmare. I didn't sleep for 4 years. Yeah. I never slept. So I know how you feel. Except you were facing jail, prison. I was facing just bankruptcy and ruining your life and ruining your career and all the above. And it's just terrible what these governments do to you. Terrible.
They can cripple you financially as well as try to put you away.
Right.
And that's just not something my business partner Dan Hughes and I would stand by. So we fought it intently. And during the course of the book, it's very interesting how things turned with how we confronted the police department and the small town city council, ultimately taking them to the state Supreme Court, believe it or not. And the book will describe all that in great detail.
The book is called Tenacity. We're with the author, Ron Khoury, great friend of mine for many years now. And the voice on the audiobook is Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco fame, Reservoir Dogs fame, Kill Bill fame, a very well-known actor in Hollywood who decided to... I never asked you this. How did Michael Madsen get involved with this project?
Well, interestingly, when I learned from a book consultant that I put on the payroll to advise me on how to create a book and make it successful,
That's our mutual friend Brian, right?
Brian, along with another fellow named David Wilk in Connecticut.
Okay.
So I learned that 25% of all books sold are sold in audiobook fashion.
Yes.
And I realized that to make this a hit, I wanted to do something pretty unique. So I asked Brian to track down Gene Hackman, because I love his voice.
Yes.
And I knew he was retired, but I thought he might want to read a book.
French Connection.
French Connection, Gene Hackman, as all New Yorkers would know. So Brian tracked down Gene Hackman.
And what's about Brian? Is it pronounced Ruff? How do I pronounce your last name? Ruff.
Yes.
Brian Ruff, who is kind of the PR man, the book publisher, the jack of all trades who made your book a reality, right?
The owner of Imagine Communications helped me make this happen. And Gene Hackman's agent actually declined because he's fully retired. And she said, however, I do represent Michael Madsen, who I knew instantly. I knew his voice. And we struck a deal financially, and Michael became the voice of Tenacity.
Michael's got more of a distinctive voice than Gene Hackman does, actually.
That's true.
Michael's voice is one of a kind. All right, we'll be right back. You hear the music. That means we've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with Ron Khoury. The book is called Tenacity. You can find it at Amazon.com. Order your copy of Tenacity today. Or visit his website, RonKhouryAuthor.com. That's Ron, R-A-R-O-N, Khoury, C-O-U-R-Y, Author.com, RonKhouryAuthor.com. Or get the audiobook, read by Michael Madsen. This is the coolest Vegas story up there with Casino. This stuff is so wild, you're going to want to get a copy of Tenacity. Wayne Allyn, Warren Al. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Khoury. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen of Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Khoury as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Khoury, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonKhouryAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. I want to remind you, starts in about 9 minutes, we'll be on Newsmax TV, nationwide, coast to coast, DirecTV, Dish TV, many cable systems, including Comcast Xfinity, or you can watch us at NewsmaxTV.com. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of my national radio show. Tangible CEO has been a great friend of mine. As you see with all of my sponsors, they're all great friends of mine. His name is Silvano DeGeneva. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine. He was the guy warning everyone about a volatile and unpredictable stock market. He told everybody to get out. The Dow's down about 4,000 points since the peak when he told me to get out. You need valuable advice like that. You need asset protection. Now, there was just a great article in the newspaper, or actually it was Forbes magazine, about the fact that central banks around the world are buying gold at the fastest pace in 50 years. 50 years, and by some measurements, the fastest pace in history, period. Why are central bankers buying so much gold? Because you need asset protection. The world is in trouble. The global economy is in trouble, and a lot of people are scared. You got to own gold. So here's his deal. Silvano DeGeneva says, if you're a qualified client who has bought gold or silver and you have a receipt to prove it, so in other words, you're not somebody who has to convince how good gold is. You're already there. You get it. You've bought it before. You got a receipt to prove it. Tangible will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. You don't have to buy anything. Just for being someone who's bought gold in the past with the receipt to prove it and being a qualified client, they give you a free $199 gold gift. Right from Tangible Investments, because they want to prove to you that once you buy from them, you'll never buy from anyone else again. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, that's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions, billions with a B, and they can show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000. All right, we're continuing with my great friend Ron Corey, who is just one of the most successful guys in Vegas. You know what he reminds me of? I said this at his big book launch. I was honored to be chosen by Ron to be the MC of the whole thing. And I said to you, you remind me of Jimmy Stewart, you know, with It's a Wonderful Life. Ron must have 200 people there, or just under 200, say 150 to 200 people, from all over the United States who flew in to see their good friend Ron to be there at the moment of his special day with his book launch. And everybody there said that he's just the nicest person you'll ever meet. I know for a fact he's one of the nicest people I've ever met. Class act. And yet he fought all these mob-like people in Vegas, these mob wannabes and these cops who are like the mob and these casino lords who are like the mob, and you won. How does a nice guy, that's quite a dichotomy, wind up fighting and winning against the toughest mob-like creatures in the whole world?
I'll tell you the truth, Wayne. You can't do something like that without good friends. While I might have had some profound enemies in that corrupt city government, I had good friends in the Las Vegas community. One such good friend was the undersheriff of Metro Police, Eric Cooper, who stood behind me that whole time. And in fact, when one of these the police individuals from another city came gunning for me, Eric went to bat for me, vouched for me with the district attorney, along with the chief of police of another jurisdiction, and assisted me as we uncovered the truth about my accuser.
Well, the reason he stuck with you is because you're a class act. I'd stick with you through hell, my friend. And you've been through hell because you faced a life-threatening cancer scare, and it doesn't get any worse than, esophageal cancer? Am I pronouncing that right?
Esophageal cancer, yes. It's got an 8% survival rate in this country.
How many years ago was that?
13 years ago.
You're okay, man. You are a battler. 13. How'd you beat that?
Well, we caught it early. My doctor in Santa Barbara, Jim Murray, sent me down to USC Hospital, where Dr. Tom DeMeester does nothing but esophageal surgeries. And it was an 11-hour procedure. They had me filleted from my jawbone to my belly button and halfway around my back, oof, wherein they took out the esophagus and half the stomach, pulled the balance of the stomach up through the diaphragm, connected it to my throat, and told me I had to change how I eat.
Wow. And you're alive 13 years later. That's amazing. You've got to be one of the longest living success stories of that kind of cancer out there.
I got very lucky to catch it early and to be in really good shape when they had to put me through that long a surgery.
Well, you're a tough guy. That's what it comes down to. Mr. Tough Guy. We're talking to Ron Corey, great friend, a great Las Vegas legend in the business world. Tell us about your new business venture with Andre Agassi. What is that all about?
We have a product that teaches young children how to read and spell called Square Panda. I was invited into the company by the Bulkley brothers, who formed PT's Pubs here in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, famous, yeah.
And Andre Agassi is an investor and on the board. I was invited to join the board, and we're about to do a big launch in China right now. Our CEO is there now finalizing the deal. And through tactile learning, Square Panda helps children as young as 2 up through 8 years of age to learn how to spell and read. And in China in particular, they spend 30% of the average household income on their children's education.
They'll do anything for their kids, anything. They educate their kids.
And they want children to learn English at an early age and be accent-free.
I wonder why that doesn't happen in the United States. Why don't parents care about their kids so much they'll do anything for a kid? I would, you would, but most people don't do anything for the kid. I can't explain it. I just don't know.
I don't know that there's an answer for that.
Well, there's an answer for tenacity because he's standing in front of me. His name is Ron Corey, a Brooklyn boy. I'm a Mount Vernon, New York Bronx borderline boy, but my dad was Pitkin Avenue in Brownsville, Brooklyn. So I'm kind of a Brooklyn boy. I'm the son of a Brooklyn boy. SOB, son of Brooklyn. See? SOB.
You're a true SOB.
Ron Corey, his book's called Tenacity. Go get it. Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco and Kill Bill is the voice of the audiobook. You can find them both at Amazon today. You can get the Kindle. You can get the ebook. You can get the book. Or go to RonCoreyAuthor.com. And that is C-O-U-R-Y. Ron Corey. RonCoreyAuthor.com. Go to Amazon and get my buddy's book, Tenacity. One of the great, wild Vegas journeys of all time. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Wayne.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of 2 peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
One.